9:16 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. The Denver Broncos fell to 2-6 on the year after 15-13 loss to the Indianapolis Colts. Joe Flacco on the day was 20-32 for 174. No touchdowns, no interceptions. And after the game, he was a little salty.
Well, I mean, come on. I just look at it like we're now a 2-6 football team, and we're like afraid to go for it in a 2-minute drill. You know, like who cares if you give the ball back to the guys with a minute and 40 seconds left? They obviously got the field goal anyway. And once again, we're a 2-6 football team, and it just feels like we're kind of afraid to lose a game. It's 3rd and 5 at the end of the game. You know, it's who cares if they have a timeout there at the end or not? You know, getting in field goal range isn't that tough. What do we have to lose? Like, why can't we be aggressive in some of these situations? That's kind of how I feel about a lot of the game today.
Number one, it's funny that Joe Flacco takes this type of initiative a week after Lamar Jackson's praised for going at this coach, going to his coach, I should say, about going for when we've always said he never showed any fire. Flacco has not thrown a touchdown pass since October the 6th.
What? Say that again?
October the 6th has not thrown a touchdown pass.
He's gone three. Let me check the calendar. Today is the 28th.
Right. He's gone three straight games without a touchdown pass.
That's a few weeks.
No touchdowns, one interception. Okay? So he has been, in my opinion, the epitome of pedestrian. He's gone for over 200 yards once in those three games. In fact, in the last four games, he's thrown for over 200 yards once. He is the epitome of pedestrian. Remember when Flacco was here and Baltimore Ravens fans complained and they said the coaching staff was bad? They questioned the coaching staff because they had no imagination. They weren't aggressive. Everything was vanilla. And yet Joe Flacco is in Denver and he's making a complaint about the offense being the same. Did you ever recall a time before Flacco was in Denver that you said that about Denver's offense?
No.
Exactly. But now you do. So you got that in Baltimore when he's here. You got that in Denver that he's there. What's the common denominator?
It'd be Joe.
Exactly. As Deion Number Sanders five. Said, the reason why they're doing that because they got you, dog. I agree with Deion Sanders.
Well, here's the thing about Joe is the fact that, again,
I got me
grab
Reese's
a mirror.
Cup. I got Reese's cup over here.
Okay, grab a mirror. You have 6 TDs and 5 picks. I mean, what are you talking about? And the other interesting aspect about this is he was throwing Vic Fangio, the head coach, under the bus and the coaching staff. But you know who's supposed to be? Well, he used to be, and he's not anymore. But they once had Gary Kubiak there as their offensive guru. Now it all seems to fall on John Elway or Vic Fangio's plate. And Elway seems to have a lifetime pass. It doesn't look like he's going to lose his job anytime soon because there's so much turmoil upstairs. But what we're listening to with Joe Flacco is a quarterback with job security. What do I mean by that? Who are they going to turn to? Drew Lock is hurt. Mm-hmm. This guy's got a guaranteed contract. You talk about guarantees. I guarantee you Joe Flacco never would have said that if he were here in Baltimore about John Harbaugh. If he had said that about John Harbaugh, are you kidding me? All hell would have broken loose in this town and Harbaugh would have been in his face. Like, what are you doing throwing your team underneath the bus publicly?
Yeah. Vic Fangio, John Harbaugh, big difference there.
Yeah, younger coach, rookie coach, not young. A rookie coach, and a guy that he feels like, you know, he can take advantage of. But Denver lost its second straight overall, third this season, and the final 30 seconds. They've lost 3 games this year. But, Joe, again, grab a mirror.
Yeah, I mean, because I'm looking at this. His passer rating the last 3 weeks, 67.1, 79.7, 76.8. Dude, if you were my quarterback, I wouldn't be ultra aggressive either. Why? Seriously, man, if you were, Joe, like you just said, look in the mirror. The reason why we call the plays that we call, because we don't trust you.
Yeah, if I'm a local radio station in Denver, I take advantage of that, and I just make a, we're 2-6, what are we going to do t-shirt, you know?
Yeah.
With a picture of Joe. We're 2-6. I mean, that's going to change. They'll be 2-7 soon enough. But for now, it's something that could be in vogue in Denver. That's just, That's a bad football team going in the wrong direction with no end in sight because, again, who's are they going to keep drafting quarterbacks?
Probably so. Joseph, you got something? You look like you're chomping at the bit.
You guys are saying all of these things on social media. Denver fans are very happy that he said something.
I know they are.
So they hate Fangio.
Yes, I think it's more of they hate him.
Fangio.
Yeah.
And also because they don't really know Joe.
That's also true.
That's what it is. But right. But let me say this again. 6.3 yards per attempt, 6.2 yards per attempt, 5.4 yards per attempt. When you have 5.4 yards per attempt, the coaching staff is not the one being conservative. When you have 5.4 yards per attempt, I'm thinking to myself, well, why would we go for it on 4th and 6 when
you're not going to throw it behind the sticks anyway?
Exactly. Right. I'm looking at his stats and thinking, dude, you are hilarious. You are absolutely hilarious.
So is their offense.
Are you kidding me? You average that game that he's talking about, Joe, he averaged 5.4 yards an attempt. How am I going to be an aggressive play caller when you're not an aggressive passer? They're running backs who average more per attempt than that.
The league average is 7. What'd you say? He had 4?
5.4 yards per attempt. That's the league averages. He has not been at the league average since October the 6th.
The Broncos have now scored 24 or fewer points in 17 straight games along a stretch in the NFL over that span. And they've scored more than 16 points during this season just twice. More than 16 in only 2 games this year, Rob.
I'm not surprised. And you're sitting there crying over the offensive play calling. Man, you are funny. And you know why? And you know why they've gone 17 straight games? Because they've had Joe Flacco for 2 straight years. Last year, his name was Case Keenum.
Right. Yeah, Case. Well, I was going to say, Case Keenum would have been an upgrade.
Last year's name was Case Keenum. This year, it really is Joe Flacco.
See, I thought Bronco fans would be clamoring to get Case back.
I don't want to hear. I don't want to hear you. I don't even want to hear you talk to me about this. Conservative. Why are we so conservative? Dude, stop.
Well, see, the thing, again, to quote Vinny Serrato, the thing about it is, Rob, is that
the thing is
Coach Fangio won't be able to respond. The way it works is Joe came and spoke right after the head coach. So he slams the head coach. It's a story going on right now. And Vic Fangio's press conference today should be rather fascinating.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.